This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1784. Listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 30th, Australia, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Germany, Greece, Greenland, Ireland, Northern, Mexico, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Sarawak, Serbia, Solomon Islands, Sudan South, Sweden, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Rodney Johnson in Nevada says, Radio Australia's 9580 transmitter seems to be showing signs of age. The distortion is worse than Brazil. This was July 23rd at 1438 UT. He says, I hope the most reliable signal on shortwave for many decades is not leaving us. I missed it on that occasion, but checking since then, I do hear a barely audible squeal on this transmitter and also on the afternoon frequency into the night, 17840, which is presumably the same transmitter, which is aimed toward North America. It's not really bothersome yet, but once this happens, it could get worse, as it has, without being repaired at stations like WEWN. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says he couldn't hear it in Europe, but could barely detect it when listening on a receiver in Brisbane, Australia, a small, tiny 5% whistle tone. And as of July 29th, Rodney Johnson replies, the past several mornings, I notice the side-beating squeal and ever so slight distortion on audio peaks, more evident on headphones than over the speaker, especially during quiet parts of the audio. Now I cannot not hear this. Following up last week's report about an extended schedule from Bhutan on 6035, that was apparently just an anomaly. Ron Howard says on July 23rd, he was not hearing it at 12:42 or later. And Mauno Rita in Finland said, I heard it after 1200, but not after 1230. Meanwhile, Wolfgang Büschel measured the exact frequency via remote unit in Japan and Australia, July 23rd at 1100, when it was clashing as usual with PBS Yunnan China. Bhutan was on exactly 6034.951, and PBS Yunnan on exactly 6035.000. News about some Brazilian stations. Daniel Williams reports to Hardcore DX about Rádio Difusora de Macapá on 4915. Why has it been off the air lately? He asked someone in the city of Macapá, Amapá, and got this reply. Yes, they're off the air. We've been informed that the tuning unit has been stolen, as well as some copper from the antennas. This is rather strange, as the transmitter site should be under surveillance. But they are waiting for replacement of equipment and antennas from a technician arriving sometime from Continental. All evening long, Radio Havana Cuba blocks 6,000 kilohertz, but if you keep listening after they sign off at 0700, you might hear another Brazilian, as reported by Rodney Johnson in Nevada, Rádio Guaíba, heard July 25th at 0709 with an ID. And Daniel Williams report that a couple of frequencies, which were Rádio Globo São Paulo, but have been relaying Super Rádio Deus e Amor lately, have been heard with a different ID, 6120 and 9585, as Rádio Universo. And Daniel Williams reports to Hardcore DX about a pirate in Pernambuco, Brazil, on 13510, called Rádio Cidade Oldish, with music in English and Portuguese, Fair Signal, heard Sunday, July 26th at 1754 UT, identifying as a free radio station. They are supposedly operating every Saturday between 15 and 01 UT, although the date he gives, as I said, was a Sunday. You might check both. It was heard again on Sunday at 2317. It would certainly pay to check, even in North America, this out-of-band frequency for it, 13510. Paul Walker in Texas tells us that according to their Facebook page, CFCW in Camrose, Alberta, will make the big move from 790 to 840 kilohertz with 50 kilowatts August 1st at 8:40 p.m. Mountain Time, live at the Big Valley Jamboree. That would be 0240 UT, August 2nd. There's no mention of a difference in pattern or power from what they had on 790, but 840 should be a frequency with less interference. I see that their pattern on 790 showed everything aimed northward, day and night, but sometimes Canadians are heard to the south anyway. Although it's jamming U.S. broadcasts, it was still sort of nice to hear some Fire Dragon jamming again instead of CNR1 programming at an unexpected time and frequency from China, 11560, July 28th at 1843. That's during a one-hour broadcast of Radio Free Asia in Mandarin via Saipan. And looking over this week's logs, I see a number of other Fire Dragon reports at many other times and frequencies by Rick Barton in Arizona and Dan Sheedy in California. So perhaps the Chaikom are again making more use of Fire Dragon instead of CNR1 as the audio source for jamming. In the Rádio Escutas group, several Brazilian DXers report some strong interference in the 40-meter ham band centered around 7035, July 24th at 2310. What is the source of this pulsing? Well, according to the website in Pakistan, run by the Defense Department there, it's Chinese over-the-horizon radar. In case you're wondering about which transmitter site in Cuba is broadcasting Radio Rebelde on 5025, Arnie Coro tells Wolfgang Büschel it's a 50-kilowatt PSM transmitter at Bauta for the past several years. This is despite the fact that it's listed in the Aoki reference as 100 kilowatts at Kivikan. As I think we mentioned before, a new clandestine broadcast is scheduled via IRRS, via Romania, at 16 to 18 UT Fridays only on 15470. It's in the Amharic language, so it must be for Ethiopia. This was presumably starting July 24th, but Jose Miguel de Romero in Spain said there was no sign of it. So now Ivo Ivanov suggests it may be starting a week later, July 31st, between 16 and 18 UT, 15470. Try to identify what station it is, if it's on the air now. In June and early July, there was a lot of publicity from a new shortwave station called Euro Radio, which was to go on the air August 1st on 6205 with a 2-kilowatt transmitter. They were really trying to get clients to buy airtime at a very cheap rate. Not much lately, however, as the countdown approached August 1st in late July. But in case it does appear, keep an ear on 6205. I suppose they'll be on the air only for the amount of time they have managed to sell. One report indicated it was located in Ireland, but others imply it may be in the UK. Alan Rowe in England says, I just noticed that the ERT Voice of Greece now has an online program schedule available. It's via webradio.ert.gr. And you can use Google to translate it into English. The times are in local UT plus 3. Alan says, I've recently been enjoying the jukebox program of Greek music at 2000 UT, which I can now confirm from that schedule is daily, Monday through Friday. I had a look at it as translated. You know, there have been a series of foreign language newscasts between 5 and 6 UT, 8 of them in fact, but on this schedule all it shows is non-press, N-O-N-P-R-E-S-S, during that 8 a.m. local time hour, nor is there anything about English news at 12 UT or 15 hours local. At that time, the schedule says newspaper dek prokos. Perhaps there is something lost in translation. From Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener's NTT Aktuell for August, this news about Greenland from Kai Ludwig, who reminds us that the last of the three reactivated medium wave transmitters in Greenland went on the air July 2nd. That's the one on 720 kilohertz. The other ones came on several months earlier, 570 and 650. Daniel Williams forwards to Hardcore DX news about a new shortwave station called Radio Northern Ireland on 6070. Well, actually, it's just a program on the German transmitter on that frequency, Radio 292. But it's been reported several times in the last month, such as on June 30th at 2232 UT by Fritz Walter Adam, on the 8th of July at 2245 by someone named Jordan. Apparently these reports were originally on the HF Underground forum. In ABDX, Martin Fultz in Southern California says XEKAM 950 in Tijuana has started running IBOC again, that is so-called HD digital radio, putting out noise on both sides of the frequency. Neil Cazaros replies, heaven forbid that border Mexicans now have this useless interfering crap on AM. Last week we had some reports about several medium wave frequencies and long wave about to close down in France. Mike Cooper, however, says this is not yet certain. Seemingly more certain are plans to close down some medium wave frequencies in the Netherlands. From the medium wave mass site of Dan Goldfarb, this info from medium wave info and Stig Hartvig Nielsen, official confirmation that on the 1st of September there will be closure of 747 and 1251 kilohertz, which have been carrying NPO Radio 5 and NPO Radio 5 Nostalgia. Not yet sure about 1008 kilohertz. However, Kai Ludwig replies, no news reports about that frequency so far, but I would not count on it continuing for much longer, considering that the demise of the co-located 747 can only make a remaining operation more expensive. What will be definitely shut down effective September 1st is 675 kilohertz. That's Radio Maria. They're closing their site earlier than expected. No affordable replacement could be found. And in the British DX Club, Mike Barraclough forwards an item from Media Magazine in the Netherlands that Radio Maria 675 will cease in September, and the transmitter site is expected to be demolished. The Media Magazine, you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1784. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. For quite some time, I've been in need of a better receiver. And now, quite unexpectedly, I have one, thanks to a sudden gift from Jim Ronda of an NRD 545, which I'm still getting acquainted with. Jim is an eminent academic and authority on the Lewis and Clark expedition. He's written books about it. You can find more about him by Googling his name, James Ronda, R-O-N-D-A. Again, many thanks, Jim, for that receiver. Financial contributions also needed to keep this program and website going. By PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK. 73702. Now we know what that stunning countdown was leading up to on KZZW 104.5, Moreland, Woodward, Oklahoma. Checked after 0 days, 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds at 21 UT, July 24th. They're now playing rock music and identifying as Your Party Station 104.5, KZZW, which we may now safely avoid after all that excitement. Papua New Guinea news from Ron Howard in California on 3275 NBC Southern Highlands was heard July 24th from 1302 until off at 1314. It was one of their better days. He says they did not carry national news, but music instead at 1302. But they became parallel to NBC Milne Bay at 3365 kHz. At 1306, he says, many days I only hear an open carrier on 3275. And more about 3365, July 24th at 1302, that PNG bird call at NBC National News. The Voice of Papua New Guinea audio feed, 3365, continued on the air when suddenly went off 3275. About the Pacific Games, which were carried via the Australian relay on 6075, Ron Howard says, for me, these Pacific Games soccer scores were simply amazing. According to ABC in Australia, Vanuatu set another international soccer record, defeating the Federated States of Micronesia 46-0 in Port Moresby. That broke an earlier record set when Fiji beat Micronesia 38-0. Micronesia has conceded a total of 114 goals and scored none, according to the game's website. They also lost to Tahiti 30-0. Of course, soccer scores normally are very low. Daniel Williams forwards to Hardcore DX. Another interesting item originating with the blog of DXer Tim Brayel in Malaysia about getting a QSL from NBC Radio New Ireland. That's part of Papua New Guinea. On 3905. He says he logged it on January 30th of this year with reggae music and sports commentary, local ads and PSAs, between 1925 and 2005 UT. Finally, after many years of attempting to verify Radio New Ireland, I received an EQSL on 29 July. At the same time, I was informed the station's shortwave service was recently phased out, so it's doubly nice to receive this long-awaited QSL. July 28th at 1838 UT, I was getting a weak signal on 12120. It seemed to be partly in English. At 1846, looked it up later, and it's Radio Pilipinas during the 1730 Filipino service. Not often heard here, and it's aimed westward toward the guest workers from the Philippines in the Middle East, so not surprisingly, it's not well heard. Parallel frequencies do the same, 9925 and 15190, but I heard it on 12120, and the new receiver was able to notch out the radio teletype constantly infesting the frequency. Ron Howard in California says Radio Free Sarawak is being heard daily on weekdays through July 24th, Friday, 15425, from 11:30 until sign-off at 1200. Actually, they start at 10:30 UT. He says usually fair reception. Aukinal is the site, as Palawig Zambales, Philippines, meaning Radio Veritas Asia. He says, I have been interested to note there is no jamming yet. When it took a long break from broadcasting on shortwave, it was due to persistent heavy jamming. Wonder if the jamming has now retired permanently. And he also found an article about Radio Free Sarawak in StraitsTimes.com about the people behind the station. Sarawak Report founder Claire Rewcastle Brown was born in Sarawak in 1960, to British parents. She's married to Mr. Andrew Brown, the brother of former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who has publicly supported her work against deforestation in the East Malaysian state. During a visit to her birthplace in 2005 to speak at an environmental conference, Mrs. Brown was asked by local journalists and activists to support the campaign against deforestation occurring under the state government of then Chief Minister Abdul Taib Mahmood. She began her anti-Taib campaign in earnest in 2010, running the Sarawak Report and sister radio station Radio Free Sarawak from a flat in London to expose alleged corruption by the senior Malaysian politician. One more reminder that International Radio Serbia was supposed to close down permanently as of July 31st. However, Ivo Ivanov noted that they were already missing on July 24th from their 6100 transmission between 1700 and 2200 UT. Not sure whether they've been on the air part of the time since then. Ron Howard says SIBC Solomon Islands has more or less settled into regular relay of Wantok FM on 5020 after the usual national anthem about 1201 UT. There's some delay in starting up the audio feed. July 21st at 1324, there were nonstop pop songs except for brief IDs, the hottest sounds with the hottest DJs. Most days, reception is almost fair, making for enjoyable shortwave listening. We can hear the South Sudan radio station, Radio Maraya FM, relayed on shortwave 11560, back to South Sudan, between 03 and 06 UT, and it's partly in English. In Rusty X, Anatoly Klepov reports hearing from the manager of the listed transmitter site, Grigoriopol Pridnestrovia, also known as Chisinau, Moldova, denying that his site is carrying the Radio Miraya broadcast. So where is it coming from? We wonder. It's brokered by BRB. Perhaps they know. In the British DX Club, Dave Caversham says, weak but clear signal here from Radio Nord in Sweden on 7430, Saturday, July 25th at tune in 1120 UT, ID in Swedish, best in upper sideband. Mike Terry forwards to us news from Radio Revival Sweden from their blog spot that the following frequencies have been registered until October. 3955, 3975, 6060, 6175, 7390, 7440, 9405, and 9705. Note they do not include the one that Dave just reported, 7430. Mike Cooper forwards a story from the BBC itself, from the entertainment and arts section. BBC iPlayer watched by more than 60 mega people outside the UK for free by masking their location. Analysts estimate 65 million people regularly access the BBC catch-up TV service using virtual private networks or proxy servers. In China alone, the figure is thought to be around 38.5 million. While the iPlayer is geo-restricted to be viewable only by people resident in the country, the BBC service does in fact have a huge global audience. Richard Langley in New Brunswick tells us there are E-Loran tests on 100 kHz from Wildwood, New Jersey, the former Loran C site, an effort to introduce E-Loran in North America as a backup for GPS. Loran C was shut down a few years ago and some towers were famously destroyed. The latest tests ran from July 20th to 23rd, more planned in August and September. More info from GPSworld.com. I was surprised to run across a big signal Sunday, July 26th at 21:34 on 13700. It was coverage of the Indy Brickyard car race. That, of course, means it had to be WHRI, even though 13700 appears nowhere on their website schedules, nor is it registered with HFCC. Later, I heard from Williams Lopez in Venezuela, who who was hearing this and wondering where it came from a couple of hours earlier. WHRI fails to publicize these dangerous and silly car race games in any shortwave media I know of. Maybe race fans do know about them. Of course, they famously cover the Indy 500, but that's not all. Via Dennis Gibson, ABDX, an article in Radio World is headlined, Audio Overkill, New AM and FM Licenses Conditioned on Continuous Operation. Kit W5KAT in Colorado replies to the article. The real reason behind this is to discourage people from hoarding licenses, which has been going on for a long time, without the FCC doing anything about it. The problem has been people who have applied for and received licenses for many stations that they never intended to build or operate, but only to turn around and sell at a profit. It is not serving the public interest for the FCC to award a license to a person who doesn't build the station, but immediately lists the construction permit with every broker he can find in hopes of selling the piece of paper for a large profit to someone who really wants it and is willing to build and operate it. There's been a lot of that going on, and it's nothing new. If that is what the FCC is doing this for, I congratulate them for finally putting a stop to it. Mark Durenberger reports that the technical talks and slides from the 2015 Joint DX Convention in Fort Wayne are now available for listening or downloading at his website. It's Durenberger.com, Durenberger. Just in from Ron Howard, a follow-up to his item about the Solomon Islands a few minutes ago, 5020. He says, sorry folks, seems I jinxed the WANtalk FM relay. More or less now settled into regular relay after 12:01. But it's now definitely less. July 26th through 29th, SIBC ended transmission shortly after 12:01, and no WANtalk FM relay. A sad development. And Ron Howard also agrees with us that there's more Fire Dragon music jamming being heard now. He heard at 12.025 kilohertz, July 29th at 15.17, but it was mixed with CNR1 programming jamming against Radio Free Asia. Offhand, he says, it seems I am finding more Fire Dragons than usual and seeing others reporting FD more often. The propagation outlook from Holder, geomagnetic field likely to reach G1 minor storm levels on August 7th. Active levels expected July 29th, August 2nd, 8th, 9th, and 19th. All in response to the influence of recurrent coronal hole HSS. Quiet to unsettled geomagnetic field activity expected throughout the remainder of the period under an ambient solar wind environment. The figures are going up and down and up and down. And KNC is peaking at 18 and 4 July 29th, 12 and 4 on August 2nd, 20 and 5 on August 7th, and 15 and 4 on August 19th. But there's some days in between with only 5 and 2, namely July 31st, August 3rd to 5th, August 11th to 15th, 17th, 18th, 21st, and 22nd. Solar flux peaking at 115 August 3rd and 4th, dipping to 85 by August 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1784.